This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Melbourne Awards are all about celebrating the people and projects making our city more inclusive. And one of this year's finalists in the LGBTIQA plus category is Transform Transwear, a Melbourne-based label designing gender-affirming apparel for the trans and non-binary community. And it's founded by Simone Kelly. Transform Transwear is more than just fashion. It's about comfort, collaboration, and confidence. So how did it all begin? And what does it mean to be recognised by the city she calls home? Simone, welcome to Drive.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on being named Melbourne Awards finalist. How did it feel to get
it's
the
amazing.
Call?
It's very humbling. We started this out of a very personal need within our own family. We couldn't source chest binders for our teen when they came out a number of years ago. We initially thought, well, if everyone else is having trouble sourcing them, why don't we buy some and sell them online in Australia? Unfortunately, we tried really hard and bought them from all over the world, but couldn't find anything we found safe and effective and comfortable. So we decided to design it ourselves, which is, you know, probably a little bit crazy given we have no background in fashion at all. So it took us a number of years to get to launch stage, which we launched early last year with two products. So we're just learning. It takes quite a while. Product design takes quite a while, but it feels amazing to be recognised as a family for all the work we've done. But we're a very community-led business. Everything we develop comes from a need within the community. We will only develop things that are either absent in the market or, in our view, not being done very well.
How was it, I suppose, working with your team to develop this business and this concept? It must have been brought you so much closer together.
It did, and it's been a journey for our whole family, and it still is, and it always will be. So,
what's been the reaction so far from people who've bought the products?
It's been the acceptance and the welcoming, I suppose. It's been very overwhelming. We get to see. So we opened a shop front as well, so that we run free chest binder fittings from the shop front in Cremorne. And so we've done it over 700 fittings since we launched.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So being able to be there and help people on their journey and see the immediate impact a piece of clothing can have is really overwhelming. And yeah.
What sort of impact does it have? What have you noticed?
We find there's a lot of tears. There's, for a lot of people, their entire demeanour changes.
Wow.
So seeing them happy to look in the mirror and walk out with a bit of a bounce in their step or with their head held high is so rewarding.
What a great way to have a business, though. What a driver to think, you know, you're not just selling something and looking at what goes in the bank account. You're looking at the reaction on people's faces.
Absolutely. And we never set out just to start a fashion brand. We always wanted to be a resource to help other people through this part of their journey. So it's a lot of what we're trying to do is help people access up-to-date and accurate health information, for example, and to give them some guidance on where to go for help and support. So that's a very big part of what we're trying to achieve.
When you design a piece, what comes first? Is it the comfort? Is it the safety? You mentioned safety before, or is it the style? How do you bring them all together?
Ooh, good question. So it starts generally with a need in the community, and we do that in a number of ways. We meet and talk to so many people in the community, and we survey people in the community. We then do our research. We then come up with a concept and a design, and we go through multiple stages of sampling. And what we do now is at pretty much the final stage, when we're pretty happy with a garment, we have a testing panel that we've assembled, which is just people from within the community that are local, so they're happy to come in and try things on and take them home and wear them for a few weeks and give us feedback. So we get really detailed feedback. about everything we're doing before we go to mass production.
So the products are co-designed with community members and healthcare professionals. Yes, correct. As well.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So depending on, so one of the ones we've developed with the medical community is the post-operative one, which is specifically for people post-top surgery.
Now, Melbourne is known for its creativity. It sounds like you didn't want to go out and you didn't necessarily want to be a designer, but you've ended up being one. How's it feel being in a city that's, I suppose, nurtured this sort of creativity?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I love Melbourne and I think we've been really accepted. And this award just shows how accepting we are, I suppose, as a community.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. What does it mean to be recognised personally in part of the LGBTIQA plus category?
It's amazing. It's been a lot of work. But it's not just me and it's not just our family. We absolutely see this as a recognition of the community.
Fantastic. Finally, I suppose, what message would you give to someone who's still learning to feel comfortable in their own skin? What would you say to them?
I'd say find your tribe, find people that are going to support you and nurture you and help you along in your journey. And I'd say try things, just try things. That's what Eli's advice has always been to people as well. That's their experience and that's what they share. And so I would say the same.
Simone, I think it's a fabulous story.
Thank you.
All the best for the awards
so
and congratulations on being a finalist.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Simone Kelly, founder of Transform Tramswear and one of this year's Melbourne Awards finalists in the LGBTIQA plus category.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.